Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. I'm Emily Rogers and I am your host. I'm here to support you to take the leap and lead your life where you want to be. Are you ready to take that leap? Let's get in and hear today's episode.
Are you an accidental careerist? When people get to a certain age, and no, I'm not going to put a number on it, there comes a moment of reflection, of taking stock of life. A moment when we ask ourselves, am I doing all that I want and all that I ought to be doing? For some people, they get to this moment in life and they realize that everything has just happened. There's a feeling that life simply happened to them and not by them. They realize life has taken them on a journey that perhaps wasn't their choice. They never made a conscious decision to pursue the career or life they have. It's all been a bit of an accident. Having an accidental career can happen for loads of different reasons, but often it's due to life changes. When things change in our lives, for example, getting married, moving countries, having kids, we make choices that work for us in that moment. Sometimes we don't take the time to think about what we really want or what would really drive us or what would really play to our strengths. We do something because it makes sense at the time. So many women I met while living in Asia took on admin roles at the embassy, for example. Nothing to do with their real skill set. I'm using my fingers in the air. Their real skill set, but something they could do while living in that city and country. It doesn't devalue the work they do. It's just not what they really want to do. Perhaps you did something really well, accomplished something amazing, and someone told you, you should do dot, 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 or you'd be really good at dot, dot, dot. Maybe you shrugged your shoulders and thought, oh, okay then. And so began an accidental pursuit in your life. Often other people recognize strengths in us, and based on their version of what that should look like, they guide us into careers that maybe aren't suited to us. This guide could be a parent, a well-meaning friend, or a teacher, someone we respect who makes a suggestion and we think, well, they know what's best, and we do it. But often choices are made because it's what suits the family lifestyle at the time. Especially with young kids, women often seek a role that is easy, something they don't have to think about when they leave work, that gives them flexibility to be there for their kids. These are commonly roles that aren't aligned with their strengths or interests. It's just something to do to earn a little money. It's not meaningful, and in some cases down the track can leave them feeling resentful. Sometimes people fall into a career because they lack personal vision. They don't know what they actually want to do, so they take the first thing that's offered to them. They don't know what they're really good at. Have you ever heard of the jack of all trades, master of none? Often someone who describes themselves in this way has experienced an accidental career. If you're wondering about your own journey, then here's some ideas of steps you can take. Firstly, take a quick look backward. Were your career moves accidental or intentional? When you look at them, assess, were they positive or negative moves? Is there a pattern? What learning can you take from this? Then, third step is to make a list. What do you want more of? What do you want less of? And then finally, what is one thing you can do to have more of that in your life and your career? Are you looking for some support to move beyond your accidental career? Book a free 30-minute clarity session with me this November. In this 30-minute clarity session, you can clear the fog, gain clarity, and know what action you need to take. There are only 10 sessions available. They're completely free. Book your 30-minute clarity session now and finally have focus and clarity in your life. I'll put the link in the show notes.